Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, part two in a series with UK plant pathologist Dr. Paul Vincelli, who spent his entire sabbatical reading and adjusting everything he could on GMOs, genetically modified organisms. It is powerful stuff, and he likened a potential genetically modified change to changing one letter in one word on one page in an entire book.
So I wanted to make sure people understood that just changing one letter could have a very important impact, beneficial impact to farmers and to consumers, but it's a very minimal impact, so not likely to cause unexpected problems.
But it merits the scientific scrutiny that any change gets before being approved. Like one study looking at using properties of the Brazil nut to improve soybeans.
But then they discovered that, as we assay this, we find that it's actually allergenic or potentially allergenic. And so that gene from Brazil nut was never commercialized in any crop. And so what this shows is that even in 1996, we had very robust ways to evaluate genetically engineered crops for allergenic potential. So I think that the allergenic potential issue is a very important concern, but it's one that we do address. Our federal government addresses it, the scientific community addresses it, and it's one where we have very good techniques for evaluating.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
As mentioned, UK's Paul Vincelli spent his entire sabbatical poring over all that he could find in scientific journals and studies about GMOs and use of genetic engineering to improve plants. It is a step well beyond grafting a fruit tree, and it merits constant scientific monitoring. But he sees it as the best chance to reduce the need for pesticides.
There's a limit to what traditional breeding can do. There's a limit to what our culture practices can do. And there's a limit to what biocontrol can do for disease control. So if we're going to offset and get better disease control without pesticides, we're going to need to use genetics. And genetic engineering, it's not the only answer, but it clearly opens this door to new opportunities for breeding crops that are resistant to the diseases that occur naturally out in the field.
UK plant pathologist Dr. Paul Vincelli will have a follow-up report in a few days. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.